Welcome to the Archer Institute blog, in audio. Today, we're looking at a role that sits right where property meets agriculture. What does a stock and station agent actually do?
It's a title a lot of people don't know, unless you've grown up in the country or worked around farming. Most people, when they think real estate agent, picture house keys and open homes.
And that's exactly how the article opens. A stock and station agent works in a completely different world. The product is land, livestock, and agribusiness. And the market is the country.
So let's start with the property side. What kind of sales is this?
Rural and farm sales are the backbone of the work. Farms, grazing country, cropping land, and the homes and infrastructure that come with them. And to do this well, the agent needs to understand what actually makes a rural property valuable: the soil, the water, the carrying capacity, the access, and the way a buyer is actually going to use that land.
Which is a completely different conversation from selling a house in the suburbs.
A long way from it. The buyers are often farmers, investors, or agribusinesses, and the conversations are about productivity and potential as much as they are about price.
And I'd imagine trust counts for a lot in that context.
The article makes exactly that point. The agent who understands the agriculture, not just the acreage, is the one who earns trust. That's the real distinction.
Now, the other half of the name is stock. What does that actually mean day to day?
Stock and station agents are involved in the sale of livestock and rural goods, and that's a part of the role you simply don't find in residential agency. Depending on the market and the agent, it can be a regular part of the work or a full specialism in its own right.
So you're genuinely dealing in animals and agricultural assets, not just real property.
Right. And the article says that breadth is exactly why the qualification covers ground a standard agent course never touches. It's a specialist pathway for a reason.
What about bigger transactions beyond individual farms and livestock sales?
There's the agribusiness layer too. Larger agricultural enterprises changing hands, parcels of land being bought and sold, rural businesses expanding or restructuring. The stock and station agent can be right in the middle of those deals.
Those sound substantial. Do they move quickly?
The opposite. The article describes it well. They move at the pace of the season and the relationship, not the auction clock. Patience and credibility matter more than a fast sell in those situations.
That's a real shift in mindset from auction culture.
It is, and it connects to the relationships piece, which the article treats as the thread running through all of it. Rural communities are tight. Business is done with people you know and trust. The article describes the agent as often a fixture in the district, known by the families, the farmers, the local businesses, and that standing is built over years.
So local roots count for a lot.
They do. The article is direct about it. The qualification gives you the framework, but your local knowledge and your reputation are what make it actually work. For someone already rooted in a regional community, that's a real head start.
And for someone coming from a city background, is that addressed?
The article acknowledges it and points to a separate guide on moving from residential to rural. It's covered, but the honest starting point is your connection to the region.
Okay, so how does someone actually qualify for this in New South Wales?
In New South Wales, it's the stock and station qualification, 5 units, recognised by New South Wales Fair Trading. With Archer Institute, the units are online and self-paced.
Which makes real sense for regional students. You could be hours from a training centre and you're working around the seasons, not a city timetable.
Exactly. That flexibility is built for regional life. And the article is honest about income. Earnings depend on the market and the value of what you handle. Where farming runs the economy, the specialist knowledge is genuinely valued.
Not a promise, just a fair frame.
Which is the right way to put it. There's real variability across rural markets.
So if someone's listening and this sounds like their world, what's the one thing they should do?
Read the full article on the Archer Institute blog. It's called What Does a Stock and Station Agent Do? Then look at the New South Wales Stock and Station Agents course. If you want to talk it through, the Archer team is Australian-based and on 1800 069 273. The training is nationally recognised, online and self-paced, with real support behind it.
If land, livestock and the country are your world, there's a qualification that's built for exactly that.
Thanks for listening.